Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 85, the first paragraph. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are The 12 Steps, Leslie M., 12 Traditions, Lorraine N., Reader of the Text, Dana P., Stephanie L. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Leslie M. The reference number for Monday, September 20th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,772. That's 1772. And for this morning, Tuesday, September 21st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 17,778. That's 17778. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Mary B., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. I am Leslie M. from Long Island, New York, a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leslie M. And I will now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. The 12 traditions. Oh, my name is Lorraine N. I'm a compulsive overeater in the state of Oregon. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for the opportunity to read, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lorraine Ann. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 85, the first paragraph. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. And we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. And I will now ask Dana P. to begin reading. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Fantastic. I'm Dana P. I'm here in California. This is beautiful reading here. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We are headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. Yeah, wow. I was just thinking this morning, I've had an opportunity to have quite a bit of outreach, people calling me that are in relapse. And that's immediately what I think of, you know, how is your spiritual practice? You know, what is your spiritual practice? And, you know, for me, I have a formal practice in the morning. That is something that is scheduled because I need to be disciplined. But, you know, I spend my entire day talking to God, what now, God? Because the only time that I am in serenity, the only time that I am in joy is when I'm doing God's will. And that will, it's a gift. It's not something that I want to eradicate from myself, my will. It is a gift from God. You know, God gave man free will. But I must first shut up and listen and hear his voice and then use that gift that he's given me to get into action and do what he's telling me to do. And it's all day long, you know, sometimes when I'm walking, every step, God, God, God. You know, I wake up in the morning and the breath is God, God, God. I'd like to share a little story because I'm not perfect. I'm a human being, and boy, do I take my will back on a regular basis. I save water in my sink to throw into the yard because we're in a drought. So 4 o'clock in the morning, it was 3:30 really, I'm going to take that bucket of water out to the back and dump it on the plants, pitch dark, right? So, and it's hot where I live, so I'm naked. I pick up that bucket and I go out to my laundry porch and I'm standing at the door and God says to me, turn the light on. And I said to God, no, I got this. And I step out onto the concrete step and God says, turn the light on. And I said, no, I got this. As soon as I step down on that first concrete step there, that motion light's going to go on. I'm good. I'll be really careful. So I start to slide my foot down, my heel against the back of the step there, sliding it down because I'm being really careful, right? And my foot lands on top of a shoe that I left sitting on that step. And or somehow that shoe got on that step and my ankle buckled and down I went. Well, the funny thing is, yeah, God has a sense of humor to beat the band, because as soon as I started to go down, topple forward, that motion light came on. There I am, ass naked, on the concrete steps, water flying everywhere, and down I go. And I'm thinking to myself, here I am, 59, I have osteoporosis as a result of my disease, and there I am laying down. But what I said in between sliding my foot down and falling forward with that bucket of water was, oh, God. And as soon as I stopped, I checked myself. I had a tiny little sore spot on the back of my elbow. And you know what I heard God say to me? God said, I got you, girl. And I realized at that moment, you know, God's grace reigns supreme. God's grace absolutely reigns supreme. He's got me, even when I am a petulant child and a willful human being. So thank you, Dawn, for that, and I'll pass.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dana P., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning? Got a great paragraph today.
Hi, Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P. Who else would like to share?
Kara L.
Kathy Jo P.
Robin L. Okay, let's start with that. Debbie P., Kara L., Kathy Jo P., Robin L. Good morning, Debbie. Please share with us.
Good morning, and my name is Debbie P. I am from Indiana, and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service and everybody for being on the line this morning. This is a great paragraph. I think this is the first time it's hit me with such spirituality and joy. I really appreciate the example from our first share. I'm a visual learner, so that really does bring to light what this can mean for me, and how much I ignore the signals and signs from my higher power, and do what I think is right anyway, and how much I mess that up, and I mess it up on a regular basis. I had a pretty regular routine in a previous program, and my continued maintenance of my spiritual condition.
Debbie P., I think you need to press star 1, please, so we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we sure can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay, so related to the maintenance of our spiritual condition, I had that at one point in a different 12-step program, and I just got very complacent with that and quit doing it. So, of course, then my spirituality, my will took over, and pretty much I just became another miserable person like I was beforehand. And so I'm working on doing this again, and I'm doing a daily meditation, and I'm doing daily inventories and so forth. And I just love how this is the use of my will and how that can bring joy to me. I don't recognize joy very easily. So this paragraph just represents joy. So I appreciate being a part of the reading of this paragraph and being able to share today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Debbie P. from Indiana. Kara L., will you share with us, please, this morning?
Sure. Good morning, John. Thank you. My name is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Oh, I love this. You know, it's easy to let up on the spiritual, right, and rest on our laurels. And alcohol is a subtle flow, and food is a subtle flow. And I was just sitting here remembering how many diets did I lose weight? And I was like, I got this. I know exactly how to stay thin now. And then I would gain it all back. Because food is a subtle flow. What's different today? Today I have food neutrality. Today I live in a lifestyle and age-appropriate body. Today I'm of service to those around me. Well, the difference is the maintenance of a spiritual condition. You know, I know that there's those mornings I'm tired. I don't want to get up and listen to the meeting. I don't want to listen. You know, I don't want to do that. I just want to sleep in, or I just want to do this or that. And I know that I get up because I got to hear what you all have to say. I got to be reminded. I got to work with sponsees. I have to take that quiet time to say, okay, God, it's you and me the next 24 hours. What's it need to look like? And the more I say, I need your opinion from a higher power, and the more I say, I just don't know. Please direct me. You know, give me guidance and intuitive thought or inspiration. You know, and the more I just ask my higher power's opinion on the day, the smoother the day goes. You know, thy will, not mine, be done. These are the thoughts that must go with us constantly. Right? So when I know, I say, I don't know, God. I don't know. Give me intuitive thought, inspiration, or decision. It flows. And I know that I don't have to say, is it God's will or my will? I've already asked for help. You know, when I step back and say, I don't know how to do this, help is provided. And I get that. So it's worth getting up 3 hours before my family. It's worth taking that time when I'm tired in the morning. And it's worth that first breath in the meditation when I just relax into my higher power's care for the day. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kara L. from California. Now, Kathy Jo P., will you share with us this morning, followed by Robin L. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy Jo P.
Good morning, Kathy Jo P., recovered compulsive overeater here in Minneapolis. And I really liked the opening share about falling on the steps and not listening to God. And I'm there today, and I am listening to God so far today. And this morning, I got up, and I have a job to tackle that's not an easy one. It's a big one, and I'm feeling some heaviness and distraught about it. And I did do a fear inventory, and I was ready to do it, and God said, vacuum. So I vacuumed, and it felt really good to listen to God. And, you know, I have no idea why God wanted me to vacuum. You know, it is what it is. And I did it, and I next heard God get on the vision meeting, and here I am. And I have a few hours before I need to get this project done that feels hard. And I also heard God say, call your mom. And, you know, for some reason, there's a story my mom would tell me when I was little. She told me that I came up to her and I was 4 years old. And I said, Mommy, do I'm nice, Mom? Do I'm nice? And I'm going to call my mom today and share that story with her. And I'm spending time with God as I do this project. And I'm asking God, do I'm nice? Because I think the big thing here is to remember that I'm a child of God. We all are children of God. And that's really important for me to remember no matter what. And I'm going to go back to what the opening speaker said was that, and girl, I got you. So I'll pass with that, and I'm happy to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Joe P. from Minnesota. And now Robin L. will you share with us this morning, and then I'll be taking some more names. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. My name is Robin L. from Connecticut, and thanks for the opportunity to share. I really like this paragraph, and there's a lot of reminders for me here that it is a program of action, a spiritual program of action, and it is easy for me to rest on my laurels. Before I came into a vision, which is about a month ago, I was doing a daily discipline of prayer and meditation, and somehow in my busyness, trying to make this a commitment to be in vision, I've let up on that piece of my daily life, which I really need to be doing. I need that spiritual connection. And this whole idea of food is a subtle foe. It certainly is cunning, baffling, and powerful, and lies in wait. And I will never be cured. My disease can be arrested, and I'm well aware of that. But if I all I have is a daily reprieve. It's not a monthly or yearly reprieve. It's a daily reprieve. And I forget all these things. And then every day I must carry that vision of God in all my activities, not just on meetings, not just with OA friends, but in all my activities. And the proper use of my will, I need to remember that. How may I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done, because I can always get willful. And for today, I need to stay in God's will and practice the principles in all my affairs. And that's all I have for today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Robin L. from Connecticut. We are on page 85, the first paragraph. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. And I'm now going to be taking more names of those who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Hi, this is Joe G.
Joe G.
Liz E. Yep. For Elegant from the UK.
Liz E.
Freya H.
Freya H.
I'd like to talk. My name's Irvin.
Robin P.
Kelly H.
Robin P. Kelly H. And I got Irvin. Okay, let's stop there. We have Joe G., Liz E., Freya H., Irvin, Robin P., and Kelly H. Good morning, Joe G., please share with us this morning and let us know where you're calling from.
Thanks. I am Joe G. from Washington State, and great to be here from Pulse of Eater. Wow, that is right on time for me, that reading, because just this morning I was going through my little journal that I have that for a couple of years I would hit this journal every morning, and it has a like a behavior check grid in it and a little place to dialogue with my higher power. And I've just been really slacking on it. I've been resting on my laurels. I haven't completely abandoned it. I still check it like every several days, but 4 or 5 days will go by and then I'll go back into it. And what I really need to do is get back into it as a daily practice. And I would like to do that this day forward. I'm asking my higher power to renew that morning journal. It takes about 5 minutes if I want to do the quick version. And I don't know. It's easy to rest on our laurels. It's easy to backslide. I've developed this practice by being through desperation because several years ago I just couldn't get it together, and I started doing this daily checklist thing. Like I said, did it for a couple years straight every single day. So anyway, that's that, and I've been doing pretty good on eliminating a trigger food, but I do know that my OA program will greatly benefit from renewing daily spiritual practices. So that's it for me. Thanks for the reading. Thanks for the meeting. I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Joe G. from Washington. Now, Liz E. from the UK, followed by Freya H. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Liz E. Elegant from the UK, recovered compulsive overeater. Well, this passage is amazing, and just really want to encourage people who maybe don't share. I don't know what I'm going to share. I've asked God and my higher power to help me share. I just know I need to show up and share today. We are not cured of alcoholism. That's the few words that stuck out for me. I'm redoing the steps because I want a deeper experience, because I realized I hadn't got the deep connection with my higher power and God, because I was living with this, the food was down, it was all sorted. I was living with this horrible ickiness inside of me that I cannot describe in any more coherent manner. But that is, I now know that I hadn't surrendered and I hadn't recognized I was completely powerless, and that I am not cured of this compulsive overeating that I have. And I have only a daily reprieve. And I have to work at God's will into all of my activities. And boy, that's really hard.
Liz, please press star one. I think you inadvertently muted yourself.
Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yep, sure can. Go ahead.
For some reason it has a mind of its own, doesn't it? So, so that's where I'm at really today. And I'm just redoing the steps, revisiting fears, and having to dig deeper and discovering that really fear is that I'm projecting what the outcome is going to be. And that is my self-will. If I just let go and I stop thinking about any outcome, because God wants good things for me. He wants me to have good things. He doesn't want me to have a horrible, difficult life. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks a million for everybody's service. Bye.
Thank you so much, Liz E. from the UK. And now Freya H., will you share with us, followed by Irvin. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Freya H., recovered compulsive eater, bulimic in Colorado. Thanks for everybody's shares this morning. This is a powerful paragraph and also a really good reminder that what I have is a daily reprieve, and that it is contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. I think this is a really good place to refer to when I'm getting confused about, wait, what does it mean to be recovered? You know, when I hear that I have this progressive disease that's never going away, but then I hear, you know, people saying they're recovered and I don't struggle and I don't need to be afraid, but I need to keep working. It's this, this is very grounding for me. This is telling me that I need to continue this spiritual program of action. And that is how I stay recovered. That's how I continue to have this daily reprieve. And this is getting us ready to jump into step 11, where I don't want to just maintain my relationship with my higher power, but I want to grow. You know, I want to go deeper with my higher power. And that has been my experience, that that it does get deeper, it does get richer, it does get clearer. You know, my relationship with my higher power is my, you know, the source of all this, all of this recovery that we get to enjoy. And that that the reason I need to do this spiritual program of action, all of, you know, the action steps 4 through 9, is because that clears me up so that I can have this connection, this access to a power. So it's very clear directions. I must carry the vision of God's will into all of my activities. And I think it's interesting that it says vision, because it's that my vision of God's will is going to shift as I get more and more clear. So I just do the best I can with what I have today and trust that, you know, my prayer is, God, just please help me to play the role that you have assigned me today, you know, to the best of my ability. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Freya H. from Colorado. And now, Irvin, please share with us this morning, and please give us the first initial of your last name and tell us where you're calling from. Morning, Irvin.
Okay. Hi. I'm a compulsive overeater. The initial on my last name is E, like an egg. As I read this paragraph, the thing that popped into my head, because I've been thinking about it on another issue, is it doesn't talk about exerting my own will, putting action on my part into the goals that I have set, that I believe are my higher power. I was an agnostic for about 10 years before I came to the program. So the first time I heard the steps, I went, whoa, my attitudes are going to have to change quite a bit. Fortunately, they mentioned the chapter to the agnostics. So I got a book and got that read. And the message to me was to just keep trying and leave the door open to the possibility. I don't get a lot of answers to prayers during the day. I have a lot of success if I do the thing that's, I don't know where it's at in the book, but it talks about praying for a person for a week. And I think that also has worked for me to, if I have a question, to pray for it each day. And if the urge to do what I'm praying for gets stronger, that means it's my higher power as well. This reminds me of I think the daily reading I saw it in said it was a Russian proverb, but it said, pray to God, but row to shore. And so I think that what we're supposed to accomplish is to align our will with our higher power as best we can. And working through the steps is a great way to do that. I've been personally wondering, I've got a friend that's been coming to the meetings for more than 5 years, and she keeps talking about whether she was abstinent or not. I know she's got a sponsor, but she's never talked about working the steps. And I'm wondering if it would be appropriate for me to suggest that to her. I know we're not supposed to, direct other people to do one thing or another, but it's hard to hear that continued lack of success. So I'm, you know, that's one of those things I'm praying about. I have been in the program for about 3-4 years, and I lost down to, I don't know if I'm talking too much. If I am, tell me.
Sure, it's time.
Okay, I'll quit then. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Irvin E. And now Robin P., will you share with us, followed by Kelly H. Good morning, Robin. Star one,
good
Robin
morning.
P. Oh, there we go.
Got it. Thanks so much. Thanks, Dawn, for your service and everyone else who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P. in Costa Rica, and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater. And this is such an important paragraph for me because I feel like we traveled back to Florida to see my mom because she had a very bad reaction to the second shot, and she's not doing well at all. And it was really very good to go and also very challenging to go. And I felt like everything felt pretty tumultuous. And I really got that I get to really give more service, you know. And so I've been, when people leave their numbers, as newcomers, I've started reaching out to them. And it feels like it's such a blessing to give more service, you know, and just to do whatever I can to help and get out of myself. It always works. You know, when nothing else works, service never fails. You know, Bill Wilson always talked about that and demonstrated that in his own recovery. And so I feel like it's such a great, perfect, gentle reminder from God today, you know, like such a confirmation, like just get into more service anytime I'm feeling like there's a lot going on. And I think, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, there's too much going on. And it means that I get to really do more service, not less service. And we're praying about where we're meant to live. And, you know, I just get to keep relying on God and not figuring it out, because figuring it out is self-reliance. And that's the opposite of God's will for me today. And it always helps me. And, you know, I keep, when I get into trouble, it's because I get out of my lane. And so I just get to keep remembering, you know, God's business, my business, and none of my business, and just keep tuning into God. So God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. I'm so grateful for this meeting. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. And now, Kelly H., will you share with us? And then I'll be taking more names after that. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. My name is Kelly H., calling from North Carolina. And I love this paragraph and definitely can dovetail on that last call. I am a compulsive overeater, and I've been in the program since December 21st, 2020. I had dynamic sponsorship, and I really grew the first 4 months of my program. I got abstinent, but then I hit some bumps when I was done with the first 4 months. I, you know, less meetings and less whatever, and it was, I didn't have to call my sponsor every day, and I got busy again, and I slipped a lot through the summertime. And when I say flipped, you know, I'd have extra this or extra that, and we'll get right back on program. And it was, and that, then I was solid again, and then it would slip again a few weeks after that. And I'm feeling at this stage kind of shaky, but this paragraph reminds me that this disease is cunning, it's dynamic, and it is clever. It's subtle. I have nothing subtle about me. If I think it, it comes out of my mouth. I'm not so subtle. If I don't have the craft of living well down pat. And sometimes I do rather well, and then I slip and hurt somebody, or I feel hurt and I get self-absorbed. But what I like about this paragraph a lot is that we have a daily reprieve. I don't really have to think about tomorrow so much and how I'm going to stay in my program tomorrow, because I still have several hours of today to think about and to work it. And if I work it today, then tomorrow I have 1 day abstinent and I have a whole new opportunity. So for me, I really like this because if you've ever had the sense that, like, you're either so fatigued, either as a new parent or a college student, and you're going on a lot of lack of sleep, and you're sitting in a meeting where you start to doze off, but you very much feel like you're awake, and then you have that jolt, and you realize, oh my gosh, I dozed off. I can feel like that in this program. Like, wow, I had such a great meeting Saturday. Saturday was so great. It was so powerful. I reached out. I did some 10 steps on Sunday. Oh, yesterday I didn't do anything in program. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wake up. So with that, I'll pass. This is my wake-up call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly H. from North Carolina. And I'll now be taking a couple more names. We're on page 85, the first paragraph. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us on this paragraph?
Jody H.
Jody H.
Teresa P.
Teresa P. Okay, Jody
and
H. Who is that?
Lynn H.
Lynn H. Well, we'll put you in if we have time, Lynn. Jody H., please share with us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, can I be heard?
You sure can.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jody H. I'm calling from the state of Maine. I am a compulsive overeater. I am recovered. I love this paragraph. I realize now in step 11 that talking about living in today and also living a spiritual program, that it is full of action. Step 11 says, and prayed for the care, for the will to carry that out, for the strength and the power to carry that out. And I need power today. I can't do this on my own. That's what got me into diets. That's what got me into failing and gaining weight instead of losing weight. That's what got me in so much trouble with my higher power and with relationships with people and just even walking through the ordinary paths of life. I realized that I have to live in today and I have to look to my higher power, who I choose to call God, and say, help me for today to carry out that part of your will that is important for me to do today. And I seek his face and say, you know, help me. I can't do it on my own. Through prayer and meditation, I'm able to do this. I'm not a heavy meditator, but I have to have quiet sometime during the day to reflect on who am I? Who am I in this world? And what kind of difference can I make in this world for this one day? And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jody H. Teresa P., please share with us this morning.
Hi, I'm Teresa P., a recovered compulsive overeater. Grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater from California. And, you know, this is an absolutely another really great paragraph. Oh, there's my timer. Forgot about that timer. Anyway, it's talking about, you know, it's easy to let up on the program of action. And it's so true. Now, I'll come in here sometime, you know, and I'll be, oh, I just want to do all this stuff. You got the little, you know, the 11th step, and you got 10th steps, and you got the nightly review, and the morning, you know, prayer, you know, parts in the book. You got pages 84 to 88, which are great, and they work wonderfully. And sometimes I really am enthusiastic about doing it. But then there are times when I just don't want to do it, especially, the evening one. Actually, I don't do it in the evening. I do it around 4 o'clock, 3, because I'm older and I just don't have the ability to do it in the evening with intelligence. Let's say that. And so I do it as I can do it. So I do it in the late afternoon and it works really well for me. And, you know, and it's so important that to have these practices and, okay, it's this time for that. Well, I don't want to do it. You know, we're over here, we're on the road and we're doing something. I said, okay, well, you can do it on the road too. You know, any piece of paper, you can write the stuff down. I actually will take with me as my little, I got my little 11-step kit. You know, it's got pages 88 through 89 in it. It's got, you know, the list of questions there, which are a question in the big book anyway. But it's, you know, a slight easy carry. I got a pen, all I need, and now I can do something. You know, and I can make those calls and give it away, get the 10-step away, because I need to. It keeps me sane. And so it's just like I have my little traveling kit with me, and, you know, there's, you know, and it works. It just works. And what I find is, as long as I keep doing these things, then, you know, I keep recoiling from the food. And recently I've had to increase my food because I was underweight. You know, that's a shockeroo. And the doctor wanted me to gain more weight. What do you mean? You know, I thought, you know, 110 was great. That, you know, the thinner the better. It's still some sick thinking. And so I went from, I'd been at 6 ounces, so I actually put it in there. But I got the little mental check, went off. Okay, are you sure you need to be doing this? And so what I got to do is, because, you know, the middle, you know, the voice is up there one more time. So I shared it with my sponsor. Said, okay, so I, you know, this is what I'm doing, and that's my time. And so, you know, the spiritual, I need God's help. I can't do it alone. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Teresa P. from California. And Lynn H., we have about a minute and a half share if you'd like to take it. Morning, Lynn.
Everybody, it's Lynn H. I'm in Milwaukee, and this line is just kind of like a mantra for me. I've been abstinent over 20 years, and I need this daily reminder that it's based on my daily spiritual fit condition. And that the 11 steps sought to improve my conscious contact with God. I've been taking, you know, time in the morning, and have been pretty regular now about taking another time in the afternoon to formally, you know, kind of reconnect. But it, you know, I am connecting with God by attending this meeting. I'm gonna email my food. I'm gonna be in touch with sponsees. That is helping to keep me in a fit spiritual condition. And, you know, it does. I am not cured. And so I thank you all for being here. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Lynn H., and thank you to everyone who shared to make this meeting just a really wonderful experience. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Stephanie L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone. Stephanie L., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you